Allah who is wearing hijab of light. If he takes off this hijab, then his light is going to burn everything in existence. So out of mercy, he's blocking, you know, he's blocking his light from us by these veils of light. Okay? Sometimes, there's another hadith that says there are 70,000 veils. Hijab, 70,000 veils, or 70,000 layers. But the hadith in Sahih Muslim says it's only one layer. It's just one layer, which is the not the most outside, but you can think of it as a veil that is blocking Allah's light from all of His creation. So it's like between Allah and us. Between Allah and us, yes.
Like if the hadith, like 70,000, so it's used figuratively, right?
Okay, the hadith that says 70 in Arabic means, almost means infinity. So like I got 70 of them. It's like, wow. When you go 70,000, wow. The 7 is always, practically speaking, means a large number, close to infinity. But anyway, we can see, to make it easy, it's one hijab made of light. If he takes off this hijab, then everything else will burn. Subhanallah. Angel Jibreel, when he was meeting Allah, and then he was asked, did you get to see Allah? He said, no. I reached to the closest distance I can get to Allah. If I would wake one step further, I will burn. So he said, this is my limit. This is my limit. If I step one step forward, then I will burn because I will not be able to take the light. So that's the maximum there where anybody can go. After that, people will burn because they won't be able. I think after that, they become behind the hijab. Behind the veil, behind the hijab. And then they will burn because of that. Okay? Now, the question is, if Allah's infinity in time and infinity in space, then can we claim that we are the only creation that Allah created? Okay, we know about the jinn, right? We know about the angels and shaitans. Okay? So, do we say that these are the only ones who live?
No.
No. Okay? Because there are other creation. Do we know about them? Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and He created things that you are not aware of, that you have no idea what are they. Go ahead.
So technically, towards the day of the judgment, there's going to be Ya'juj and Ma'juj.
Yes.
They're like kind of like extraterrestrial beings. So are they like aliens or...
No, according to the Surah Al-Kahf, they are not aliens. According to Surah Al-Kahf, chapter of the cave, they are not aliens. They are from Earth.
These creations live among us, we don't know they're there.
They are behind this wall.
The
wall that the king of the two horns built for them. He built a wall to block them from going outside. And he made it slippery, so they have no way of climbing it. So right now they are working on digging a hole in it.
I thought
it was looking at I'll answer this question in a minute. What did you say, Maha?
Wait, I thought it was like they lick it or something.
They are earthly creation. And if we read Surah Al-Kahf, we find that there is a king called the King of the Two Horns. And he was a very righteous king. Very, very, very righteous king. And he was going through his... talking to the people he rules, and they told him that there is Ma'juj and Ma'juj, and they get out, and they come to here, and they eat us. So, can you please put a barrier between us and them? So he said, yeah, let's work together on a barrier. And then he built the barrier out of the earth, and then he put iron in it, and he made it slippery. He put cover on it to make it slippery. So anytime they try to climb it, they slide back. They have no way of climbing it. So the only way was to dig a what? Hole. Okay. Now, the hole, they have been digging the hole since the time of the king of the two horns. They have been digging this horn. Okay? I'm sorry, they've been digging this hole. And at the day of judgment, the hole will be big enough so that they can all go through the hole. It will be big enough for them to go through it. And this is going to be the signs of the day of judgment, among the signs of the day of judgment.
Wait, so I'm confused. Is the people of the king of two horns are worried that they're going to be eaten?
Yes.
And us as well? Or is it just them?
Oh, they were living near the... and you're talking about the day of judgment?
Yes. Yeah,
so the day of judgment, they would eat us as well.
Oh, okay.
So they would eat people as well. And they would drink all the water. And then they will eat all the green stuff on earth. They are going to make it really, really, really a terrible place. And this is it, the day of judgment. So, right now, we're limited by our body. Our body limits, we're limited by the five senses of our body. And our body is stuck with our soul. I'm sorry, with our soul is stuck with our body. So when we get freed from the body, then we become free. When we get freed from the body, we become free. Okay? And we will be able to see more, and we will be able to have more things to look at. Okay? By the way, you take this to the office. You know that? If you got a gift, you take it to the office, they will give you a gift. Okay? A gift card. Now, when you die, also the Prophet ﷺ said, people are asleep. When they die, they wake up. Because when you die and wake up, you see a lot of things that you were not able to see before. You would be able to see the angels, you would be able to see the jinn, you would be able to see the Satans, you would be able to see the angels. Okay? Now, the Jannah. Do you know that the Jannah is infinity? Because Allah is infinity, the Jannah is infinity. Infinity has an interesting meaning. Infinity means every time you ask, you get. Like, let's say I have infinite supply of apples, meaning that every time you ask, I give you apples. But would you be asking for apples all the time or until you end? You understand what I'm saying? So I can claim that I have infinity apples because every time somebody asks for an apple, I give that person the apple, right? But actually, after they stop asking for apples, then I stop giving them, then this would be the end. You understand what I'm saying? So the infinity is a supply, is the infinite supply, is a supply that doesn't end. However, if you end, then the supply ends. You got it? So as long as you're alive and asking for more supply, you get. As long as you're asking, you get. But do you get to live infinity to get infinite supplies? No, you don't. So whenever you stop asking, the supply will stop. So it's not really infinity.
Is hellfire infinity?
Yes.
Did you say that hell ends after a while?
The good people, that the disobedient people, they will be in the first layer of hell, which is called Jahannam. And Jahannam is going to be shut down after all the good people come out of the layer of Jahannam. Okay. All right. So we'll see you next week. Stop recording.